Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Wednesday. The New Covenant High Priest. In Hebrews chapter 8, we read from the beginning, "Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum." So it's very important, it's the sum. "We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man." So it is the tabernacle, the temple, the holy sanctuary in the center of the universe over there. "For every high priest," we read in verse 3, "is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law." And now the difference. "Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see," says he, "that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mount." Jesus, our high priest. Can you imagine? When we go back in history and we come close to the temple in Jerusalem. If we are foreigners, the first courtyard is the first and the last for us. It's for foreigners. And you are not allowed as a stranger to go onward. There were signs. You will be killed if you do so. If you say, "Well, I do not care, I just walk into the next courtyard." Then the next one was allowed for women to go in there. And then the next was allowed for men to enter. So strangers, foreigners, women, men. And then for most of the people, that's the end. You have to stop. But then the Levites were allowed to go in. They had to minister there. They had to bring this and that and the wood and doing all the service there and so on. And the next step is, and the Levites were not allowed to go there farther, only the priests among the Levites were allowed to go into the first apartment of the temple. And there was an inner apartment, the holy, most holy of the holies. And there the high priest were allowed to go once a year. Once a year. To go to the inner apartment of the Most Holy in the temple. So, strangers, women, men, Levites, priests, high priest. It wasn't easy to get there. And now Jesus is the one who is the high priest for us in the heavenly sanctuary. And when he sends his angels to gather together all the ones who love Jesus and are willing to obey him, then he will wants to bring us together there in the center of the universe, that we can see where he dwells. He wants to dwell with us. Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege to come close to Jesus, close to his home. We will be there, imagine.